Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Yeah. Yeah, here we are. Ready to do some trash talking? Ready to listen to some trash talking? Tonight, the VPs go at it. More on that coming up right now at 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling and Oktoberfest. Celebrations coming up,
woo,
both the 5th and the 12th at the World Equestrian Center, and they don't do anything halfway.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to be fun. We're going to hook you up with some VIP tickets. This will be good for all the fun, plus access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein included, the first pour, of course. And you ready for the text word? Because this is how you win.
Mm-hmm.
You text the word pretzels, that's plural.
Who doesn't love more than one?
Pretzels, well, if they're those big Bavarian ones,
oh,
I don't know if you'd eat more than one.
That's true.
P-R-E-T-Z-E-L-S. Pretzels, text that to 20357. Message data rates apply. And just listen for your code word. It'll change daily. And you'll be in the running for VIP tickets, the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest, which is two Saturdays in a row, the 5th and the 12th. So
pick one. There you go.
Pick two. There's no rule says you can't go to both.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Tickets are good for one, but yeah, you can pick two.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to violate the terms of the,
that's right,
the contest and all the other legalese.
Terms and conditions.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, that
was a disclaimer.
Keep the lawyers
happy.
Hey, don't play with the rules. They'll come after you.
Yeah, it's true.
Whoever they are.
Yep. Well, there's some folks that are on strike, and you should care because it is going to affect. It will affect and impact all of us, at least to some degree. These are the unionized dock workers, the Longshoremen's Union. So we're talking east Coast, Gulf Coast. The 36 different ports of entry, I believe, are impacted by this. The International Longshoremen's Association represents 45,000 dock workers. They are holding out. They want higher wages. They've been offered additional higher wages, you know, sweetening the offer, so to speak. They said nope. And so they are on strike. Now, Biden has an option. He can invoke the Taft-Hartley rule. It's like a cooling off period. You go back to work and then use the next 80 days to negotiate. Well, he has decided not to utilize that, at least right now.
Hmm.
Many people are calling for him to invoke that. And one of the reasons why is this really will impact our economy. The amount of business is huge. And J.P. Morgan analyzed it, and they estimated the daily cost of a port strike would cost the U.S. economy about, well, between $3.8 billion and $4.5 billion a day.
Not a week, not a month, not during the strike.
A day. That,
wow. That is amazing.
So apparently the Biden administration tried to facilitate some kind of talks. But again, like I said, he's not willing to invoke the Taft-Hartley Act.
Well, he got involved with talks, but then I could understand what he said.
So. Nice. And then he said, hold it. Time out.
Yeah.
Take a nap. I'll get right back to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Kamala, she was very interested in it. And she was, well, she had a party to go to. She's hanging out with Hollywood? Those people?
Your brain is going to Halloween since October.
I think it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, she had to hang out with the celebs. And it's like, okay, maybe you're not going to get involved in this union issue, but I seem to remember a major hurricane impacting the southeast United States like none other in modern history.
Yeah, but Bob, she did, as Donald Trump noted, get a very nicely staged picture on the phone while writing things down, being, you know, prepped by FEMA.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, again.
Yes. What you said. Wow.
We'd like to introduce into evidence, Your Honor, this piece of material. Number 5,298 reasons why you should not vote for Kamala, mm-hmm. Please. Speaking of people doing good things, Reverend Franklin Graham was with the president when he traveled to Valdosta, Georgia. And I want to remind you that he is the CEO of both Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Samaritan's Purse is known for doing very, very good work for people that are in need and struggling through disasters, which is exactly what has occurred. So please consider that in your giving to help out Samaritan's Purse. They're responding to Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And they said, look, the building behind us represents hundreds of thousands of people that lost homes, businesses, friends, and loved ones. That's what Reverend Graham said in remarks while he was there, along with former President Donald Trump. And they were, you know, where was Joe?
He'd been at the beach, and he'd played some golf, and you know, he had things to do, Bob.
I mean,
he's president.
Look, he's not running, so no. I mean, look, you either care about the American people or you don't, and he's checked out. But what about Kamala?
Mm-hmm.
She'd rather hang out with the celebs than the common people. Look, that is part of that elitist coming through.
Yes.
You know, there's this Marxist elitist attitude. And, speaking of which.
Yes.
You know, we've got the debate tonight. The Sky, we will cover it. We'll have it live for you, the vice presidential debate. And more information coming out about walls, even stronger, deeper ties with China than we first thought. I mean,
really?
There's more than 30 visits to China. What the heck?
He's a fanboy.
He's like a commie plant.
A very large.
He's like a mole. Plant. He's like mold. And a mole. It's like a moldy mole.
Here's a visual.
We're going to have some special guests coming up. Busy morning. Stick with us. It is 6:15, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You dirty rat. You commie. Oh, hey, are we on the air?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
I'm just reading a little thing about Tim Walz.
Oh, that commie.
Okay. Let's call it 6:20, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. So, tonight, Sky will carry it live, the VP debate. I thought when they picked this guy as the VP, this Walls guy, I thought they thought this guy also has, you know, a certain amount of energy, but he's also Mr. Friendly. Also Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood or whatever, the guy with the...
Mr. Rogers?
Rogers.
You were stuck on the
Eddie
SNL
Murphy,
version.
Eddie Murphy was the... That had more of an impact on me, probably. So...
Yes, apparently.
Listen to this.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, James Comer, you know, big house oversight guy, right? Yeah. He's actually subpoenaed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Subpoenaed him. Not that he's going to still get anything out of this, whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
However, he did subpoena him, and it's about unspecified allegations of Chinese Communist Party connections and Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Ooh.
Now, remember, there was always some concern. Hey, if you've been to China 30 times, they certainly know. Then when you became governor, they certainly knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have this huge affinity. Okay, maybe it's the people. Maybe it's the culture. And that's fine. But maybe even if you like the culture and the people, the Communist Party has their own needs, wants, and desires, too.
Right.
Yeah. So
they're a little selfish that way.
Yeah. Here's basically Comer, as head of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, received information from a whistleblower about serious concern among Department of Homeland Security personnel regarding a longstanding connection between Tim Walz and the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm.
The letter was issued just a day before the debate. So yesterday this came out. So he subpoenaed Mayorkas at the same time, put out a letter. And Comer pointed to a non-classified chat that DHS employees used on Microsoft Teams titled NSTNFT. NST means national or nation state threat, okay? And NFT is National Functional Team. So they have these chats, okay? In addition to further classified and unclassified documents in the control of DHS, apparently this contained relevant information. And it had to do with Walz, and it had to do with the Chinese Communist Party. Comer didn't go into detail about exactly the concerns that were raised about this connection, but that information came through the whistleblower. The subpoena gave a deadline of October 7 to produce the communication in the Microsoft Teams group chat relating to Walz from July 1st to present, as well as any intel information reports or regional intelligence notes since November 23 to present relating to Walz, his staff, or his gubernatorial office. The letter specified that the committee began investigating CCP influence in the U.S. government long before Governor Walz was elevated to be the vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris. This is, now, I'm not going to overdo it, but look, this is big. Yeah. Again, you go to China 30 times and there's also a connection. Now, maybe this connection can be easily explained. It's possible. But when you're dealing with the Communist Party, it's a one-way ticket. They're going to win every time. They're going to get their way. It's how they operate. If they're going to sell something in America, they just take the price hit on it, right?
Yep.
And they subsidize it, and no other company in the world can compete with them when they do that. So they don't play by the rules. They don't play fair. And if you think that they have some sort of connection with Walz, what do you think they're going to use that for good? Hey, he'd be a great guy to go over there and sit down and hammer out some great trade agreements. Mm. Yeah, not.
I don't
so
know. How did the
much.
Chinese work with previous American politicians to certain people's financial benefit?
Well, there
just
you go.
Them, just
yeah.
Saying.
And who was the only president really successful in making the agreements much fairer? That would be Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So a former educator, Walz, spent a year teaching in China in 1989. Hey, I've got a nephew that taught for 2 years in China.
Right.
I don't think he got entangled with the CCP. So that's not an automatic, but he'd spend a year there. But then he visited the country many times after that while leading field trips to the country. House Republicans have been questioning those ties to the CCP since Harris tapped him as being the VP pick. The letter from Comer dropped on the same day that the Washington Free Beacon released a report debunking a claim Walls made during a 2014 congressional hearing wherein he said he had been in Hong Kong during China's Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. Walls was, in fact, at home in Nebraska at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you can't remember where you were, especially, look, you're a big fan of China.
Yeah.
Tiananmen Square, you're a politician. This was huge.
That's huge.
I think you're going to know where you were, and if you were in some place like Hong Kong, you're definitely gonna know. But no, he was in Nebraska. I was going to teach high school in Foshan in Guangdong and was in Hong Kong in May of 89, he said at the time. And as the events there were unfolding, several of us went in. And I still remember the train station in Hong Kong. There was a large number of, especially European, I think, very angry that we would still go after what had happened. But it was my belief at that time that diplomacy was going to happen on many levels. New York Times, CBS News, National Public Radio have repeated Walls' story when in reality, local news reports show Walls was at his home in Nebraska in May and June of 89 as the protests convulsed in China and the government's response turned the world's attention to its gross human rights violations.
Have you noticed he forgets where he's at sometimes or has been, kind of like, you know, in war and in China and... He just seems to have a problem with, you know, location, I think, maybe.
Well, I think maybe that, you know, the shadow government likes these malleable, mushy minds.
Oh.
You know, think about it. Biden. Yeah. And now Walls.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. We were always worried about something bad happening to Biden.
Yeah.
And then Kamala would take over, and that's a frightening thought. What about Kamala being president? Something happening and Walls taking over.
Related to Kamala. Great look, meme.
Look, someday if he is ever in charge, America's going to have a choice. Are you going to learn how to speak Cantonese or Mandarin? That's your two choices.
I like Mandarin oranges.
Well, there you go, because you're going to be picking them the rest of your life.
Oh, great.
628. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You've got top stories, including the longshoremen's strike. It is on, and it could affect our economy. J.P. Morgan estimates $3 to $5 billion
with a B.
A day.
With a B.
That it could cost the economy overall. Happy birthday!
Yes.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. And I want to be your next president.
He's going to be, he was climbing on a roof today. He's going to be hammering some nails. Big Habitat for Humanity guy.
Oh, big time. Yep.
And so happy birthday.
Got to say, while we maybe did never really agree with probably 95 or 98 or 99.9% of his politics, as far as being a good person, a good individual who... kind of puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to helping people. Man, tops.
As terrible far as, president,
terrible
fine
president.
Human being.
Absolutely. Yep.
I think that wraps it up. Well.
I think you did get there.
Pete Rose, fine baseball player.
Yes. Bad decision maker?
Not good decisions made as a human.
No.
He's passed away, so I guess unless it's posthumous, he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he was only banned for life.
Yeah, now he's dead, so they can vote him in now.
They probably should.
He was 83. I had the pleasure of meeting him at one time, 30-something years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Back when the Reds used to train. In Tampa.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they used our radio, our AM, our radio uplink to do the show. Bob Costas, Mr. Dead Fish Hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Never forget that very weak handshake. And he was a... Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
I mean, whatever on the air, you know, he's a pro, but...
Sure, he's great.
As a person. But, anyway, Pete Rose, oh, my God, like a fire hydrant of a man. And what I mean by that is, I mean solid.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, if you kicked a fire hydrant, that would hurt you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's how, I think I could have taken a 2x4 to him, and it wouldn't have bothered him a bit. That's how solid he was. Fun. And, you know, I'm no, pushover.
Sure.
Dude, he was solid.
But I look at him at any point in his career, he looked it. You know, he's a brick wall kind of a guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and come screaming in head first. Oh, man. I'd get out of his way.
Move.
That's just me, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's baseball's all-time hit leader. Pete Rose died Monday at his home in Las Vegas, according to TMZ Sports, 83 years old. His agent, Ryan Fitterman, confirmed the news and said the family's asking for privacy at this time. But 24-year career.
Wow.
Almost entirely, well, the Reds and the Phillies. And Charlie Hustle was his nickname. And that is a reference applied to people. And that is a huge compliment. You know, your boss refers to you or your coach refers to you as Charlie Hustle. It doesn't get much better than that. And 4,256 hits.
Wow.
And I don't know how long that record will stand. I would say probably quite some time.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
Should they? Two questions, because one's never enough. Should they put him in the Hall of Fame? And will they put him in the Hall of Fame? It can be two answers, not necessarily the same.
I can't imagine taking a kid to Cooperstown.
Yeah.
And Pete Rose not being part of the baseball story in terms of its greatness and the things it has accomplished. From that perspective.
I like that.
He would be sorely missed. He is sorely missed.
Yes.
As adults, we can have a message for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the story of Pete Rose should be what a great baseball player he was and how he did make poor decisions and gambled.
Yeah, he was flawed.
On
sports. Like anybody. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And that's why they withheld the Hall of Fame for so many years. But I think it's a better lesson if they go ahead and allow him into the Hall now.
Because then it becomes a discussion.
And he's not benefiting from it personally in any way.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yet we can recognize his achievements on the field, which were tremendous.
I like it.
So you good with that?
I like both of them.
See, we could just fix everything.
They don't listen. They don't listen, Bob. They just don't listen.
All right, you know what we're going to see tonight? We got a debate.
Mm.
We got us a hillbilly. He's bringing his hillbilly energy.
You got a hillbilly and then a guy that just kind of acts like a good old boy.
Oh,
who we hear is a fake. He's a little sleazy. There's things we don't know about him.
There's a vibe. We're talking about Tim Walz.
Uh-huh.
And I told you earlier that it appears he has some deeper ties than were first recognized with the Chinese Communist Party, and James Comer is trying to find out more. He's actually went to the trouble of subpoenaing Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and there's a whistleblower involved. So there may be more information coming out. I think Mayorkas has until October 7 to address the subpoena.
Yeah, but you know what he does? He just lies.
You know, for a guy that so against a wall, unless it's his own stone wall.
Yes.
That was my line. That was
I like it.
That was it.
That's what he does.
All right.
It's true.
We do have a lot more to talk about, including, if you didn't get the code word yet, stick around. Next segment, I will give you the code word, and you'll have a chance at VIP tickets for Big Time Oktoberfest at the World Equestrian Center. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. A lot of things going on. One of the things through Friday. They're going to be collecting Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 p.m., and then Saturday taking all the things they collect to Dixie County for people in need. This is a Republican Executive Committee, Alachua County, the GOP folks, and you can bring your donations to their headquarters in Gainesville, which is on Northwest 80th Boulevard off of Fort Clark. All right? And they need things like baby items, non-perishable food items, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil. And what is the other drop-off place, Greg? Is that, I believe that's in Newberry.
It was a sports park that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, it's the it's Easton.
Easton, that's it.
Yeah, Easton Sports Park. That's what Easton helped to pay to build that. Ah, and that, so they have the archery center and all that.
Gotcha. Oh, I've been there.
You don't get it? Yeah, okay.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, they did a fantastic.
Didn't realize the name of it, though.
Great partnership. I think that's worked out very well. But anyway, if you want to make donations to that, of course, Samaritan's Purse, run by Franklin Graham, is a huge one. Now, that's a nationwide thing, but they are helping the victims in all the states and those that were impacted by Helene. So pick something, help in some way your fellow man, if you can, and thanks in advance for any help you can provide. All right, some of your top stories. Longshoremen are going to go on strike. They're on strike, I guess, officially right now. That could have a huge economic impact, and I mean huge, in the billions of dollars per day. Now, the Taft-Hartley Act could be invoked. That would force them back to work, at least temporarily. A cooling off period is what they refer to. I think it's an 80-day period where if they continue negotiations, hopefully they could hammer something out within that 80-day period. President Biden has chosen not to utilize that act, at least at the present time. That economically is going to hurt us. So hopefully sooner rather than later, they will be able to work things out. The Third Lebanon War, as they're calling it, has officially begun, according to Israel's Army Radio. The IDF ground forces crossed into Lebanon earlier this morning to remove Hezbollah outposts that threaten Israeli communities. The IDF apparently crossed in at the finger or the panhandle of Israel's Galilee region. And they're not letting up. Israel's not going to let up, and I can't blame them. So, you know, they've been going after Hamas. They've weakened them a great deal. Now they're going over after Hezbollah. And, you know, Iran has got to be, irritated by this, upset by this. They thought they had pretty good proxy armies going. They're being destroyed as we speak. All right? So, and they've also taken out Hezbollah leaders, Israel, that is. Ruling Council of Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorist organization. This is a cousin of the guy they took out, Hassan Nasrallah, has been chosen to replace him. So they're trying to make replacements in Hezbollah. And he was killed Saturday, Nasrallah was, by a precision airstrike targeting his bunker in the southern suburbs of Beirut. He was a founding member of Hezbollah in 1982. Wow. How proud you got to be of yourself.
Yeah.
You know how many people I wreaked terror on? How many I killed and maimed?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just, you know, just time when he was getting ready to retire, he was retired deservedly.
Yeah.
By the IDF.
Nice way to put it.
Yep. So, yeah, Netanyahu is not backing down. He alluded to Nasrallah's irreplaceable skill set when he said Saturday, as long as Nasrallah lives, he would quickly restore the capabilities we took away from Hezbollah. All right, so now you've taken that guy out. They've taken out some other leaders as well. And Hezbollah struggles to replace these leaders, and the battle goes on.
Well, you know, when you kind of see what happened to the guy ahead of you, do you really want to jump in his place? Just saying.
Well, these people, you know, they
some
don't.
Some do, but some
they
are
don't
like,
really
know
another way of life. Sure. But it is good because, you know, you're 62 and you're in the terror business. So that tells me, your boots haven't been on the ground probably in a very long time.
You've sent a bunch of people out to do your bidding.
Precisely.
Sure. Yes.
Let me help you with this suicide vest. Have you ever worn one? It's not my thing.
Yeah. But here, let me adjust it for you.
Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with that picture? Anyway, let's think of better times, better thoughts, like partying like a German.
Partying like a German?
Well, they're the ones that invented Oktoberfest.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, they invented the word beer. And I guess they invented beer. It might have came from caveman originally.
But they sure like it a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's areas that are more beer or more wine in Germany.
Oh, okay.
And the wine people are skinny. That's the simple. That's the simple way to do it. Yeah, the beer people are big.
Yeah,
and the wine people are.
Thanks for clarifying that for us.
I have no idea.
Probably insulted both sides.
I have not been to Germany. I would like to visit someday. But we've got a chance for you to get as close as a visit. Well, that's only a few minutes drive away.
Yeah,
we're talking about Oktoberfest, big party. That is going on Saturday, October the 5th, and Saturday, October the 12th at the World Equestrian Center. So you know it's going to be done right. We've got a pair of VIP tickets, good for all the fun, access to the VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings. You'll get this beautiful half-liter beer stein, and your first pour would be included. So what you need to do to get on board with this and get a chance to win, you text the word pretzels to 20357. That's pretzels, plural, with an S. Pretzels, text that to 20357. Message and data rates apply. That'll put you in the running for getting a pair of VIP tickets. We'll have a new code word for you tomorrow. Good luck. Pretzels, text pretzels to 20357. All right, we've got plenty more to talk about, including Trump helping to bring relief materials, and I brought Franklin Graham along for a Georgia visit. And don't forget to download the Bob Rose podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.